everybody. Welcome back to Bannerbox, a review podcast run by the team here at Mad Artists. And I'm not even going to say each week anymore because that's just a lie. Whenever we have the chance, we will watch a TV show or movie or whatever we're feeling like. And this time, we watched Russell's pick, which has, I think, been in the hat since we started the podcast.
Oh my goodness.
The Goonies. 2 years ago. Yes, this has been waiting in the wings for ages, and it was the last one to get picked in the hat.
How about that?
My name is Danielle, and here are all the other people I have with me, which is every member of the Mad Artist Board. Say hello, everybody.
Well, sans one.
Oh, sans Rick.
Sans
yes,
Rick.
We are missing
but
Rick.
Hello, everyone. It's Samuel.
Hi, it's John.
Hello, it's Sam.
Hello, Russell's here.
It's the Bulgarian somersault himself, me, Tyler.
And I really hope, Rick, that you're listening and that you take offense to that.
I don't.
Okay.
Is Rick Bulgarian?
What? No, the mad artist then. Stay with it.
He's a new member. I'm allowed mistakes. Anyway, Russell, why'd you put this in the hat?
I put this in the hat because this movie is incredible. I've had this movie in my repertoire of movies that I love since I first saw it when I was like probably like six. And it's just amazing. It's just fun all the way through. And when I heard that Danielle had not seen it, and also that Tyler hadn't seen it, and also that John was not super like clear on it, I was like, we have to watch it.
This has been in the hat for a very long time, and we had a false start with it forever ago where I think we pulled it. But then, like, something was happening where we weren't going to be able to do it, and it was only going to be, like, a two-person or something podcast, and you specifically were like, no. It's got to be everybody or it's nothing. So Samuel had seen this before.
Yeah, my aunt made me watch it when she was living with us because she was like, this is a classic. I can't believe you haven't seen it. So I've seen it two or three times now.
Okay. And John, you saw it forever ago.
Oh, yeah. It was, I think it was like 14, 13.
14, 13 was a long time
ago.
Yeah,
it was a very long time ago.
I don't think you were born then.
Yeah, I wasn't born.
And neither was I, really.
I was an eldritch entity. I wasn't born yet. But no, a lot of moments came back to me as I watched it, but I forgot how good this movie was. It's a treat. It's a whole treat.
What about you, Sam? Had you seen this before?
Yes. I've seen it probably over 50 times. I actually, the map that they have in the storyline, yeah. Actually recreated it, like, with coffee stains and, like, printed it out and had it, like, framed in a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
To say that I'm a big fan is a statement.
Is a correct statement.
It's true. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I definitely had not seen this before. Obviously, I've seen clips from it. I've heard all the, like, you know, the hey, you guys, and, like, the quotes and stuff. But I didn't really know what it was going to be, and I was nervous that I was not going to like it. I've been nervous about that for the past 2 years. Since you have told me you were putting it in the hat, I was like, why do I feel like I'm not going to like it? And as soon as it started, I said, which is, this is true.
This is bad and I don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. And end of podcast. No.
Click. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, great. Goodbye. No, that this vibe of movie, like everything about it is exactly what I like. Like, you know, the 80s music in the background, the like, you know, kind of rough, like the grittier like cinematography of it, the exploration and like following, like literally following a map. I mean, my favorite movie is National Treasure. Who am I kidding? No, this was right up my alley. And this is exactly what the energy I needed this evening. What about you, Tyler? What did you know about this?
I know that it was a movie that existed. I know Hey You Guys, and that's it. And so I went into this super, super blind. I know that a lot of people consider this like a classic and that they grew up with this movie. So I came in with a very similar energy that you did, which was, oh, it's just going to be me saying that it's bad and here's why, and I don't want that. So I really hope I enjoy it, and I was very, very happy with this movie. It was way worse than I expected.
So therefore, my soul is still black and full of hate.
Yep.
And that's our show. Good night, you guys.
I'm the mad artist heel.
No, this... this just has, like, that energy to it that I can't really even, like, put into words, but that, like, there are so many movies like this. I don't know if anyone has seen the movie, like, Now and Then. It's, like, a bunch of... It's the same vibe, but it's a bunch of girls and, like, just going through, essentially, like, you know, their middle school summer or whatever. So it's, like, it's the same vibe. It's just not a treasure hunt, you know? Mm. And those kinds of movies where, like, it's, like, a little bit coming of age, but also, like, an adventure and, like, things like that are just, like, some of my favorite things. So as soon as this started, I was very excited.
I put this in the same boat as Stand By Me.
I have not seen Stand By Me.
Yo, come on. You guys.
Nope.
Are you serious?
We're not, I mean, I'm not doing a bit. I've never seen it.
Y'all. How are the tables turned like this? Stand By Me is like one of the best growing up coming of it. It's literally this movie just with baseball.
Last I heard,
how have you not seen it, Samuel?
I don't know.
I'm shook. Oh my god.
The only thing I know about Stand By Me is the railroad tracks.
It's so good. Okay, all right, okay. All right. No, we're not going to. I thought that you guys would have seen it because it's also like this movie, a cult classic. And it's a very, very similar vibe. It's a 1980s movie. With a bunch of kids that, you know, go through an adventure and they end up finding themselves in the process. It's great. So when I saw this movie, I was like, oh, good, because I love Stand By Me. This is, like, the same vibe, and I was hooked from the beginning. That was a tangent that would have made more sense to the audience if somebody knew what I was talking about.
Well, I'll put it in a category that, like, you know, y'all don't know Now and Then, but everyone who was on the Never Ending Story episode, it was very similar to that vibe, for sure. Yeah. Without the super meta, like, aspect, it was very much that same, like, you know, 80s kind of gritty, like, vibe of everything. No, I really enjoyed it. The only thing I didn't enjoy was Andy. I wish she'd gone up in the well and we'd had the rest of the movie without her.
I hated Andy.
Every minute she spoke, I was like, you are the reason the people are sexist. Like, oh. Every minute she spoke, wow. Like,
whoa.
I could not stand
hot
it.
From the
I
host.
Could
all right,
not
good night,
stand
ladies
it.
And gentlemen.
I don't care. That's how I felt.
Yo,
from
I
minute
got misogynistic Daniel.
Here's the thing, I'm not though, because Steph was useful.
I thought
Steph
women
was
could be whatever they
want to
be, Danielle. And if they want
to
be.
She clearly wanted to go up in the well, they should have let her go.
She
wanted to
piano.
Leave.
She played the piano.
Barely. She said, I can't tell if this is A sharp or B flat. It's the same note, girl.
And then played a third.
And then played a third.
She said that she was playing lessons when she was four. Come on.
Oh my god. It also wasn't chords. If you looked at it, it was notes on the page. None of them were chords. And I was just like, okay.
Unnecessary heat for Andy. Also,
I hated every moment that she was the focus.
Was
I couldn't stand her. I was like, we need people who are competent on this adventure.
Danielle came at that with the utmost heat. I was not ready for that.
I didn't. Every second she was the focus, I was like, get to someone else. Anybody else. Steph was cool and useful. I wanted to focus on Steph. Send Andy up in the well.
The only thing I didn't like about Andy was the constant upskirt shots.
That did happen a lot.
I caught only one of those.
There were like four or five, and I wasn't a fan of that.
Yeah, that did happen several times.
I also was not a fan of it. I don't know.
Shrug.
We should ask her.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, and it's funny that you guys mentioned that because I actually have the actress who played her on the other line. Danielle, what would you like to say to this nice woman?
I'm sure the woman's great. I hated the character. I could not stand it. Like, ugh, it was just driving me insane. Every time she was like, when she was like, oh my god, it leaped out from the bushes and like almost killed us. I was like, girl, you have got to quit being dramatic. Like, y'all aren't even in the treasure hunt yet.
I know, man. 16-year-old girls have
down.
Never acted like that in their lives.
Those are the 16-year-olds I didn't get along with. So looking at her on screen, I was like, I was Steph in this situation, except I wasn't her friend. Like, I'm sorry, I hated that character so much. I hated her so much.
He's Samuel's dying. He's spazzing in the corner over here.
I could not stand it. Her priorities were not with everybody else's. She even said, she was like, I'm not a Goonie. I want to go home. And then he was like, no, you have to stay. And I'm like, Why? She has not done anything useful.
She became a Goonie, and that's the whole point, is that she became a Goonie.
She saved the map when everybody else was going to leave.
That was the one good thing she did, and I'll give her that. That was the one good thing.
She made Mikey a man.
She did make Mikey a man. He's right.
Look, y'all can be a part of the Andy fan club. I hated it every time she was on screen. I was like, cut to the next scene, please. I'm done.
And it's for that reason Danielle's giving it a 5 out of 10.
Too much. No. Andy was
6 out of 10.
Andy.
It's 4 letters.
No. I would not take off that many points for that.
Andy method.
Points will be taken off for that, but not that many.
4 letters in her name, so I'm giving it a 4 out of 10.
No.
Times 2, 80%.
Yeah. Honestly, those were my main thoughts about the movie. So if anyone else has thoughts.
To summarize, the TLDR.
About the practical effects?
They were bad.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Okay. No, they were great.
Incredible. I was kidding. The slide, the skull.
The slide was so much fun.
So, fun fact.
And I love when movies do this because I understand why you can't, but I think it's just so cool when you do. This was shot completely on location.
Yes.
Like, they found a town, and they were able to, like, map everything out, and they wrote the script around that and filmed it there.
That's cool.
I love it when TV shows and movies do that.
Richard Donner's the director. Like, yes.
No, the practical effects were awesome. All of those things, everything you just named, as well as all of the contraptions that Data had.
That and, like, something that I loved was all of the booby traps, because I could tell they were made out of foam.
Yeah.
I was getting so excited.
When the big boulders were falling, yes. I was like, that's a foam piece. That's not how physics work, and I love it. This is so much fun.
It's just so freaking cool, all the props and all the practical things.
The house? The house with how they unlock the gate.
Yes.
That whole system.
Like pulling the bowling ball. Like they're all like watching it. Like okay, we've been setting this up for a week.
Just to open up the gate that you could just reach over and undo the latch. Like that's so.
Yeah, it was very Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
My thought process going into this was like, okay, let's see what this is about. And then when the movie just in big bold letters was like, this is supposed to be fun. I was like, oh yeah, we can have some fun. We don't have to be so mean and heartless.
Not everything has to be Super Mario.
Not everything has to be peak cinema.
Wow.
Well,
really
wow.
Really intense in the ear.
That's going to sound fantastic. Yeah. Good job. No, as soon as Samuel was like, yeah, it's the same guy who did Home Alone, and then they did the contraption stuff, I was like,
really?
Well, of course
the,
it
he was just the writer?
Well, correct? Yeah, but the writer...
Wait, Chris
like,
Columbus did Home Alone?
Chris
yeah.
Yeah.
No, he discovered America.
Yeah. I was thinking that too.
No, but Chris Columbus wrote Home Alone, and so it makes sense that he would also write in a bunch of contraptions to this movie.
Sorry, I just found out that Richard Donner did Lethal Weapon, which is a movie that I really want Neil to watch, and I might actually replace Red with that in the hat. But yes.
You've definitely talked about it enough times.
Yep.
Yeah.
And of course he did Superman, which is where the...
Well, he also did Free
Willy.
I was
wondering, that was the most unexpected moment. When he rips off his like overclothes and there's not just a Superman shirt, but suspenders as well.
Your boy cleans up, hello?
It was just the last thing I was expecting to happen in that moment.
Yeah, I know, for real.
Because, like, the pirate scene where they slid down the...
That was shown earlier.
From Captain Blood.
Sorry, I spun out because I was like, I was thinking to myself, I was like, they tore open the mast, but it sailed. It's the Goonies.
Dude,
it's also one of three masts of many sails.
Yeah, so many sails.
The movie he was watching is Captain Blood, which is the movie that kind of like kickstarted like Hollywood action films. It was like the first big Hollywood action film with Errol Flynn back in the day. The first like true movies like action superstar guy. Incredible movie. Everybody should watch it.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Oh, another really cool thing that I love is the prosthetics and stuff that they put on Sloth, and the fact that his ears were moving the whole time.
It gives him so much like character. Like Sloth is such a strange character. Like, yeah. He comes in, you're like, whoa,
what is
going on here?
was that a prosthetic eye that was on the
bottom
left? Because Yeah. I figured as much because I was trying to pay attention to see if it was like following his other eye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if they were in line with each other. But alright.
Yeah, no. No, I got you.
This is the quality entertainment y'all came to
see.
Quality?
No. All of the practicals were awesome. There was something that you had just said. No. It was just something I realized as I was watching this that, like, it hit me pretty early on in the movie, but when like, the vibe was, like, set in and I could tell that this was going to be, like, a comfortable, like, fun ride, I, like, in my head made a mental note. All right, this is a good movie for when I'm sick, added to my list. Like,
that's fantastic.
Like, just like a comfort, because whenever I'm sick, it's always like, you know, Harry Potter just marathon, or it's like National Treasure, or it's something else that's just really comfortable. And I was like, that's gonna be this. Like, yeah. You know, I usually throw in like E.T. and things like that to like my sick movie list, and now this has been added to it, which is one of the greatest compliments I can give.
Can I share a little fun fact?
Sure.
No.
Okay, so when I was doing research, oh. So originally, I told you I made the map. So it was a really cool fun fact. They were making it, and they were like, this doesn't look real enough. So they were like, this needs blood. This dude cut his finger open and put real blood on the map.
Yo, let's go blood, sweat, and tears into the movie.
So there's actual blood on the prop map that they were using for the movie.
That's metal.
Bro.
That's so awesome.
That's really insane.
I thought
really
that was crap. So wicked.
That's a crazy level of commitment.
This movie just captures like that childhood spirit so perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It captures like the magic of going up into your own attic.
Yeah.
Finding a treasure map in your attic, like, you know, using your bicycle to go down to the beach, and then all of a sudden you find yourself, like, you know,
in an adventure.
It's the most wish fulfillment.
Yes. Yes. And it's so funny because there was, like, the country club that was built, like, you know, and they're just like, hey, like, while we're putting these pipes up, what about this bone piano? You know what I'm saying? Like, like, it's like, are these boulders hanging by these pipes? Don't worry about it. Don't look at that. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, it's so ridiculous. It's so campy.
Well, yeah, like when Data shoots out his suction cup and it hits the gun and he sticks to it and or he pulls and it's like,
yes.
Is that how physics works?
And then when he shoots out the biting teeth and
oh
it bites
out
of the rock and keeps him from dying, it actually holds his weight and you see that flimsy little, like, tooth,
yes.
Like, moving on the rock.
Yes.
That amazing. Kind of campy energy is so good, and I feel like camp is so hard to get a hold of now.
Yes.
Like, where people lean too hard into it to where it's kind of just parody.
Yeah.
And not even really just like the fun campy nature, whereas movies like these just like have it in the palm of their hand.
And the cinematography is so freaking incredible. One of my favorite shots is when he's with his mama and Sloth is like approaching her.
Mm-hmm.
They shot it from up above to even give Sloth, who was actually played by a real life football player, so
yeah.
to give that like huge posture. But they took the camera and raised it so she
mm-hmm.
looks smaller. It's just, they're so brilliant. It's so lovely. I can't.
Aww.
Well, I mean, like, just to address the fact that they made a real pirate ship.
Yeah.
And that's on a practical soundstage. That whole entire thing.
Are you serious?
Is a soundstage.
How about that?
They filmed all of it on a soundstage.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
So cool.
So awesome.
And they did all of that for a movie with, like, 10 child actors.
Yes.
That
and
are the main characters.
They
incredible.
Did
yeah.
so good.
They did really well.
The actors
are so good,
all the kids.
Which characters their favorites, because that's one of my favorite things to know about the Goonies, is trying to figure out who likes what human in the freaking trio, you know? Not trio.
Yeah,
let's
go around. I want to figure out who everyone's favorite was.
All right, well, Sam clearly wants to start, so.
My favorite is... Oh, wait, I should have thought about it first.
My favorite is the Italians.
It's Mama.
You know what? I'll go first.
Thank you.
Data.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and go second. Data.
Let's go,
I'll,
Data.
I'll come in. Wait, why am I... No.
Wait.
Help. Mouth, for sure.
Of course.
Of
course, tracks. Mouth is your favorite.
Of course.
I want you to explain why I get an of course with Mouth.
Because the whole time He, I feel like, is what you want to be because he doesn't have consequences to his sociopathy. Like, he's sitting there and he's talking to the woman who only speaks Spanish, and he's telling her all these crazy things that aren't going to actually affect anything, but it's just chaos, and he has no consequences because no one's going to know that he's doing this. And I feel like that's something that you want very badly, is to be able to sow the chaos without any consequence.
It's just the looking into the camera and being, no one will believe you.
Exactly. That's why I feel like, as soon as he said mouth, I was like, yeah, that tracks. That
I'm
tracks.
Just a big fan of charisma, and like I love when character what
big charisma fan
big charisma yeah he's boys got the riz, so as the kids would say. No, I really like the characters who are just like kind of a little cocky, kind of a little bit of a silver tongue, right? And that's just mouth. He's so talkative and in such a charming and funny way. I was just like, oh man, this kid's good. I like it.
My favorite Goonie has got to be Andy. My boy Mikey. Yep. Let's be real. He's using the inhaler the whole time. He's bringing the group together. He's keeping. Come on, guys. It's our time down here. I quoted that today in our group chat.
I saw that. Yes. Yeah.
But he's the best. Words up to my inhaler brothers and sisters out there, and whatever your gender is. Mwah.
Sam Wise Gamgee.
It's almost like he was in Lord of the Rings or something. I was gonna make that joke during the movie just to see who I could drink. It was like, it's like, dude, I swear this guy had a chance to be in Lord of the Rings.
Okay, are you ready for mine now?
No.
5, 6, 7, 8, and Andy. I'm just kidding. No, it's Chunk.
Chunk is also fantastic.
Chunk is the king, dude. Chunk is hilarious.
He starts off in the lowest of places, and then he ends up coming in at the end with their saving grace, and just like,
Mr. Sloth.
And then has like the sweetest, most emotional moment with Sloth at the end.
Like, pizza. She's like, I knew you were hungry. Oh, thanks, Mama.
Like, got everything on it. She gives him a kiss. He's just like, oh man, like have it in the rescue.
It's like, how do you see stuff like that and not go, this movie is like the wish fulfillment movie? Like, yes. I came out of the sunken treasure, out of like the big dungeon where I found the treasure. We beat the bad guys, and then my mom brought me a pizza. It's like,
yo, Chunk tries to stop him. Done with the pizza box.
That's bad. He also uses it as a shield.
John, who's your favorite?
Chunk.
Yeah.
Who else?
So I think I talked about this. That's a good point. So I think I talked about this on Let Me Tell You Why, about no, how I don't like the the trope of the person who's just like big.
I was thinking about that,
you know,
the
big
whole
foodie.
Movie. I was thinking about it the whole movie.
I can't stand that trope, but Chunk did it well.
He did.
I was just like, okay, this gets funny. I like
it. When you're in childcare, that's what's also so neat about it is I have seen every single one of these kids be exactly like that, so it's so hyper realistic. I mean, it's just incredible. Chunk's so cute.
What kids are building contraptions that save their lives in your child care experience?
That's a really good point.
Maybe you should get my job.
At least one of them.
Clearly one. Like, I'm fascinated.
No, but that moment when Chunk is about to get his fingers ground up by the Fratellis, and they're just like, tell us everything. He's like, everything? Everything. Okay. When I was 3 years old, I pushed my sister down the stairs and I blamed it on the dog.
I wonder if that's... So there's a bit in New Girl that I'm wondering if they play off of that in the Goonies, because as soon as I saw it, I was like, this happened in New Girl. I don't know if you remember this, Sam, because you've seen the show.
Yeah.
When the cop is at their house and Jess thinks she has meth in her closet, so they're all trying to hide it. And Nick gets locked in the room with the cop, and she's like, what are you hiding? And he's like, you know, trying to panic, and then he's just like, all right, I'll tell you everything, and just starts like exactly just how Chunk did, spewing off just all the guilty things he's done in his life, all the same kind of chaotic. And I'm like, I wonder if that was a Goonies reference.
Dude, the Goonies like, stole it from New Girl?
No, I'm saying it's a reference. Okay,
no,
come on.
That's crazy.
No. I just love how Chunk keeps going. The older brother just gets more and more into it. It's like, yeah, I'm starting to like this kid now.
Yeah.
This
guy's really funny. Also, Brand is like another really cool character.
I adore
Brand.
He's my second favorite.
Mikey like that. Oh, my favorite moment when he grabs Mikey and he's on the porch and he drags him, and it's just so much love there, but also hate.
And he's just like, why couldn't I have a sister? That.
It's such a good older brother, younger brother relationship shown on screen. Yes. And who would have thought that he would grow up to kill half the universe? That's crazy.
Bro, dude, that
balanced as all things should be.
Bran from Goonies is Thanos, confirmed.
Here's my question.
Yeah, Josh Brolin.
Guys.
Come on.
Guys.
You can't guess.
Here's my question. So Russell, Brand spends the first, like, 20 to 25 minutes of this movie doing nothing but working out.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated why he didn't help Sloth hold the stone up at the end. He clearly has all the muscles you could ever ask for. He works out all day, every day, and Sloth, and he couldn't do it.
Andy.
She ruins everything again. That's like, come on.
Also, gym strength is very different than real strength.
That's true.
Sloth tore those chains out the wall for that baby.
That is very
Ruth, baby, Ruth.
You know, in Stand By Me's, baby Ruth is also.
All right, so moving on.
Anyway.
Well, what do you guys think this is rated critically on Rotten Tomatoes?
What is the scoring for that?
It's out of 100 is a percentage.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to say 74%. I think it's more of a cult classic.
I'm going to shoot for the moon. No. I'm going to say 80%. Right on 80.
Okay. You stole mine. I'll go a little higher. We'll say 82.
Okay.
Darn you. 84.
Son of a gun.
I know a lot of people who really don't like the movie, despite the fact that it's one of my favorite films.
That's really silly.
So I'd say kind of closer to Samuel, around like 70, 71. Like, lower even though they're... It's a good movie.
She just prices righted me.
Well, you still... Congratulations, you still won, because it's a 76. It was just two away from
Let's
it.
Let's go.
Nice.
And now the audience score, also out of 100.
I think audience score is going to be higher. I'm going to say 82%.
85.
I'm going to say 91.
99.9.
79.
Russell, you got it perfect. It was meant to be. It was 91. Exactly.
Very nice. Aww. Very nice.
And now we're going to do the IMDb score, but Tyler, I saw you pull up the IMDb page earlier. So.
I was looking at the actors. I wanted to see where they were now.
That's why you always use Wikipedia, my dude.
What? IMDb?
Use Wikipedia for the actors so you don't see any of the scores.
Okay, well then I won't play in this one.
You don't get to play. Everybody else gets to play. So this is out of 10.
7.3.
Okay.
I'm going to say 7.0.
Okay.
I'm going to say 8.0.
8.3.
Sam got that one because it's 7.7.
Hey,
it's a pretty good score. What would you guys rate this out of, Russell, you have to pick what the metric is. What's the metric? Out of 10 what?
Out of 10...
Andes.
No.
out of 10 one-eyed willies.
All right. Out of 10 one-eyed willies, what would y'all rate the Goonies?
Out of 10 one-eyed willies, I'm going to rate it 8.5 One-Eyed Willies. It's a very solid movie. Of course, you know, if you want to look at it from purely cinematic movie, it's not the greatest movie of all time or anything like that, but it's very fun. It's very good to watch. It's a classic. And yeah, 8.5.
Your turn, John.
All right, fine. I'm sorry. 8.5 One-Eyed Willies. A lot for the same... What? What do you want?
Copycat.
What do you want? You go away for a weekend and what do you want from me?
Originality.
You ain't gotta do it
right. I'm sorry. I'm just teasing.
All right, you Walmart brand Harry Potter.
That is what he looks like.
Still Harry Potter though. Hey, let's go.
Magic.
Yeah. 8.5. It's enjoyable. It's fun. It's a great feel-good film. Rewatchability is pristine. Okay.
Rewatchability.
You have to.
Rewatchability.
We need to go back through and find out if there's a single episode of Banner Box where John has not said rewatchability.
Probably the episodes I'm not on.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway.
Sam Marie.
Hello. Well, this is one of my favorite movies, despite the fact that it's extremely cheesy. So I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it a 9.2.
Oh. 9.2, respectable. I have to go all the way up. I'm not doing a 10 because my nostalgia goggles aren't that bad. But this has got to be a 9.75. If there was just, I don't know, like one more truffle shuffle or something, it would have been a 10. But it just didn't have that one last thing. But I can't say what it is because it could be anything.
All right.
This movie was really, really good. I'm gonna bring it into it, honest. Solid 9. I really, really enjoyed this movie. It was super sweet, and it was something that I actually am a little sad that I didn't watch this growing up, because I feel like it would have just been in the stratosphere for me. This is the kind of much like famous movie Stand By Me. If I had watched it as a child, I would look at it so fondly, but I still got to see it now, and that's pretty cool. That's pretty special.
No, I actually have to do the same. I was thinking as everyone was saying, and I was like, 8.5 feels too low for me, but I can't go above a 9 and feel good about it. So it's got to be a 9 for me for sure. This is a movie that I'm so happy that I finally watched, and is definitely going to be added to my list of, you know, sort of like comfort things to watch. Because this was a ton of fun. But kind of like you were saying, there's like something.
Yeah.
There's something that like I can't quite throw it up to a 10 and feel okay about it.
Yeah.
There's something. And I know what it is. It's Andy. But that's... I had to throw it out one more time before we get out of here. But no, I really, really enjoyed this. And like, even with how much I didn't like Andy, I do get why she's there. It's just annoying that she's there. Like, I get why she's there, because there is always like, you know, that girl in the group. And so like, I get it. I just didn't like her, but I understand why she's there. So I can't even fault the movie for her being there. There was just that thing that I can't really name, but I do agree with you on that. So does anyone have any final thoughts before we get out of here and pick our next movie?
I have one final thought. Tyler Webster is a liar.
I am?
He's a liar and a thief.
I mean, I know, but like, in what context?
He did the mouth thing. He has no consequences. What is Stand By Me? Reveal the truth.
What is it?
Yes.
It's a movie. It's a 1980s movie about kids growing up where they lose a... Oh my god, I'm thinking of Sandlot. But I also like Stand By Me too.
Yo!
I just looked into this man's soul!
Okay, guys, I think we just found something that's actually finally better that's happened on the podcast that wasn't Trolls 2. I think we found the new podcast joke.
Has anybody in this room not seen Sandlot?
Of course I
haven't
yeah,
seen
Sandlot's
it.
Yeah, Sandlot's really good. No, but Stand By Me is also really good.
What you're talking about when you say Sandlot.
It's a movie about them going to find a dead body, and Corey Feldman's also in it, but I was totally thinking about Sandlot.
My man referenced Stand By Me like 8 times, and his sister, and we find out it's the Sandlot? The movie with... I can't
you
even...
Just
Samuel...
Us.
Samuel's inconsolable on the other side of the room.
You judged us for that.
He said you've never seen Stand By Me?
No, it's also a really good movie.
It's the
movie.
Baseball movie with the dogs.
Guys, he's sick. He's
sick. We're there in the Sandlot.
Sandlot By Me.
Sandlot.
Oh my god. Oh wow. Oh, Tyler.
Where you go?
No, we have to pull our next movie.
What's that? All right,
Samuel's going to pull our next... Wow, great. Great.
It's going to be red.
If it's Stand By Me, I'm going to...
That doesn't actually...
That doesn't do anything. Wow, fantastic.
Incredible.
We're a bunch of degenerates.
It's the Sandman. All right,
what is it?
Beautiful boy.
Ooh, whose was that?
What the hell?
Colton?
Oh, that might have been either Colton's or Mimi's.
I think it was Mimi's.
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's I think it has Steve Carell, if I'm remembering correctly.
Beautiful Boy?
I think it's a Steve Carell thing.
It's the sequel to Stand By Me. This, I was going to say Sandlot again.
Beautiful Boy is the sequel to Stand.
So we'll be doing Beautiful Boy next, although we may potentially jump in starting our Lord of the Rings series.
Yes, please.
Oh my god, that was so cute. We have to.
Can we please start on Lord of the Rings next week? That would be huge.
Yes, we can.
That would be huge.
Yes, we can. All right, so we'll be starting on our Lord of the Rings series and going back. For those episodes, we'll be going back to like full episodes. But then after that, we'll, I guess, be doing Beautiful Boy next. So thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Mad Artists Entertainment or on Twitter at artists_mad. By the time you hear this, auditions for Damn Yankees will be over. So if you missed out, you missed out. Sorry. But keep an eye out if you either chose not to audition or missed the auditions for information about when the show is happening, as well as potential like reaching out about volunteers, because that's something we may be needing. Please leave us a review wherever you're listening. It really helps us out. And we will see you guys next time. Goodbye.
There you go.